Time to reboot. A second presidential term, that is. Joining us live is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. Well, David, good morning. How is Mr. Obama's reboot going?
Well, seems to be pretty well. On the most immediate confrontation with the Republican majority in the House over the debt ceiling increase, they seem to have waved the white flag, at least temporarily, thinking that they had better leverage in 3 months when the continuing resolution to fund the government and the automatic sequestration come due. And they may once again stand in the way of continued government operations. But for the moment, the debt ceiling is raised, and so the government is able to borrow to pay its debts. That was certainly the most immediate challenge.
And what do we anticipate from his second term agenda?
Well, it was, it made the conservatives kind of frantic because it was defiantly progressive, although he certainly talked about inclusivity and all people. But it was the inaugural address of a winner who won on a very clear ideological and policy differentiation from the Republican ticket. Whether it was a declaration of war or not remains to be seen. How John Boehner could say he's trying to annihilate the Republican Party seems more like they're annihilating themselves in losing the election to him and losing some seats both in the House and Senate. And so the week was full not only of the rhetoric and agenda of Obama, but what seemed, at some point a fairly desperate Republican effort at self-redefinition, including Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, saying we have to stop being the stupid party.
So is that the beginning of the Republicans rebooting themselves?
Well, absolutely. We have a noted Republican consultant and the Ronald Reagan biographer saying that they really are in the wilderness. They don't know what they represent, and to the degree that they seem to represent things to the American public, it was a kind of a big business insider trickle-down approach that just was not selling it at this point in American history. The Republicans, each party has come back in the past, but as he admits, it's mostly because the other party, the party in power in the White House, screws up or things happen that weigh it down. And, of course, that could still happen. The economy is still struggling. But for the moment, the Democrats seem to have the answer that the people want, even though conditions pundits were predicting before the election would never permit an incumbent president to be reelected.
All right. Have a good weekend, David.
And you.
David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.